Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Welcome back for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of God. This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. Let's get into some So why don't you tell our race chasers out there where you are and why we sound like we're in the bottom of a well?
Oh my gosh, I am currently at the bottom of Fire Island. I'm in Cherry Grove at my Christina's house with my best friend Crystal Summers and Anthony Torres. It is one day after my birthday. My jaw has never grinded so hard. My jaw was grinding the beginning wheels of the Express Yourself video. Like those big wheels. That's what I was grinding on the front of a parade float. It was such a lovely day. So I'm in Fire Island. Why don't you tell the lovely race chasers and friends of the pod where you are, darling?
Oh, happy birthday.
Where did you go off to, darling? Thank you.
I'm currently in Glasgow, and we are kicking off the Amethyst Journey Tour. Jeremy and I are out here, and we have our first show tomorrow.
Cool. Well, break a leg, sis.
Booked and blessed.
Booked and blessed. Did you say booked?
So we have to first just check in about what has happened this week, because it seems to be, a lot of things happened. World Pride occurred.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I heard that you killed it, but I also heard that I did a pop-up number on the screens and that everybody loved that. That Stonewall meme kept on giving for me this year. I got to go by Stonewall on a float and, like, just made sure I did a body count while I was there. Nobody died. And someone gave me a pin that said it. Like, it's so funny. And I got to sing my Derek song all about Stonewall, basically, because, you know, Derek's heavily involved in Stonewall. Heavily.
Yes, and we have to give a huge shout out to dear queen and friend of the pod, Derek Barry, for providing us. I mean, really, she was the catalyst for allowing the knowledge to flow forth about Stonewall. And I think that video becoming so captured in people's imagination, I think it has, like, actually raised awareness about Stonewall, which is really what Pride is all about.
For sure. Yeah. Raising the awareness and visibility and stuff. Like, if I see drugs visible, I'm going to do them. That was also my Pride. I had such a good time. I was such a good time, Susie Party Girl. I had such a fun time. You were very professional. You were on time for all your gigs. A Star Is Born This Way was sickening.
Yes.
Everybody came out. Everybody loved. We raised money for the Born This Way Project, Born This Way Foundation. I did some stuff for Trevor Project this weekend. I went to a brunch for Trevor Project and hosted that. And then right after that, I went to a spin class, which benefited the Trevor Project, all in the same wig. it was a lot of fun, but I was very tired. And then I saw Stephen Trask and John Cameron Mitchell play that night at Town Hall after that. It was like the best New York. And then the next morning I woke up and I did take my Molly too early because the parade was late. And I was like, y'all, you're screwing with my serotonin schedule. But thankfully we had reserves and the party kept going. And then after the parade, I made it to my second gig and I had a good old time on the roof. The Empire State Building was glowing all different rainbows. And now I'm on Fire Island. Oh, and I woke up and Marco was next to me taking a disco nap because he had just got in from the disco when I was waking up. So it was so much fun. Friends were already at my hotel.
Oh my gosh. It was a really fun and magical World Pride. And of course, Pride Month has come to a close, but you know, some of us, we walk the walk.
July 6th.
Oh, well, fabulous.
I'm going there this weekend.
Amazing. Maybe I'll see you around. I heard that you were on a television recently.
Oh, Drag on TV sounds very important.
Oh, you look familiar, Mom.
Oh, you must have the HG television.
I do. I have the extended package through Spectrum.
Oh, how wonderful. How blessed.
So how can I watch this episode? Because I saw little clips online, but I want to watch the full ep.
You could see clips on the HGTV app, or they uploaded the whole episode to YouTube. It did like 480 PPI, but they uploaded. I was kind of honored that they saved it for like World Pride weekend. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Because I had heard through the grapevine that the president of the network really liked it. And it's, they all applauded when they saw it. And for a room of board members to break out and applause, like they love the episode. So I was really happy to hear that. And they're like, they're very excited. I was like, oh, cool. And then the season premiered and it hadn't started and they hadn't told us. I was like, oh, they're stunting. They're saving us for World Pride. They're stunting on this puss. They know pussy good. So they saved it for World Pride, and that's a real honor for me and Anthony. We had so much fun doing it.
So you were a hit at the upfronts?
We were a hit. The network already ordered more. They ordered a back-end deal. You know what I mean.
That's so amazing, girl. You're always branching out. That's amazing. And the little clip I saw was really amazing. And you're
providing the shelves. I'm like, those shelves are built then, and that shelf shouldn't have been built at all ever. Yeah.
Oh,
basically
my gosh.
A reading challenge for real estate the whole time. Yeah.
I love
And I just saw something about you. Your short film with Katya where you play like some black-eyed alien devil, that just came out. Now, is that a romantic comedy you're starring in?
Yeah, it's a rom-com. Yeah, it's called The Quiet Room, and it's a really scary film by Sam Weinman. And I get to play a demonic figure who is named Hopeless Hattie. And if you go on I think it's Crypt TV on Instagram, you can find a link to watch it. So if you just search like The Quiet Room Crypt TV, or you can go on my Instagram and you can find it through there, you can watch the whole film online. Just make sure you be careful because it's really scary, but it was a cool experience.
I feel like if you ever have like a summer home, you should have that like in a powder room playing on loop, like a black powder room. Just like,
I love that idea.
Something cute, something art installation-y.
So wait, I'm seeing this in our notes and I have not heard of this.
Oh, you have the notes. Oh, I'm going to look mine up then too.
No, this says that Drag Race Canada has been announced. Is this real?
I think so. And as far as I know, there's other Drag Race things happening. Like, I've heard that there's a Drag Race Juniors and a Drag Race Celebrity, too.
Whoa, 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 boo! Ah,
get
girl!
The drags now, the baby drags, the celebrity drags, all the drags. It's, I mean,
all
that
of it like the drag.
They like the drag. I mean, look at that lip sync battle. You know, that's the drag. They're doing the gig.
The men like the drags. The women like the drags.
Yeah, I like the drags.
I let the men touch up on me because they gave me some money. And I didn't want to dance for him. I didn't want to dance for him, but he gave me the money, so I let him touch it on me.
Damn, that should be a mix.
So wait, Lil Nas X comes out on the last day of Pride Month.
Yeah.
Is that an album, Dipper?
No. Lil Nas is the I'm gonna take my horse to the whole town road. I'm gonna
yes,
ride.
I know who he came out as a fag. Oh wait, can I say that?
Yeah, and now his album art has like a rainbow flag in the background. Anthony showed me that because you know how he does music and stuff. DJ Possibility.
Wait. Everybody just stop. Hold the three phones in three different continents that we're holding right now. Lil Nas just came out of the closet?
Yeah.
So the biggest hit on the radio right now, like the biggest hit in the world, also the biggest crossover possibly to ever happen between rap music and country music. And now we get to claim it as an LGBTQIA song?
I'm in.
The blessings are booked and the blessings are aplenty. That is amazing.
Yeah. I'm happy.
I think Dipper's texting me to take a break. Do you see how I really wish we would have been recording the circus that happened getting ready for this call, because we tried every way. I mean, we tried Hangouts, we tried FaceTime,
food processor, and then holding up a Radio Shack antenna with my left pinky. She wanted me to
tin foil.
Then she got me. Oh, do you have your laptop? And I said, yeah. Should I get it? And then I got that. And then I had to get my best friend to come over. And then they don't exactly have a Best Buy Geek Squad on Fire Island, Mary. Let me tell you that. Getting hooked up on this, I'm more likely to shove an iPhone up my ass. Talk to somebody. Oh, good luck.
Well, why don't you try that? And we will be right back after this break.
Yes.
Don't hang up.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with Top Factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag. And get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Welcome back. And this is a section that we like to call Let's Get Political.
Political. I want to get political.
Let me hear your Wi-Fi connection.
Let me know if your wife's not home.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the story, of course, dominating the political circuit this week is, of course, we got our first Democratic candidate debates. And I have sort of a, sort of theory about this. I think that as the news sort of takes over politics and how we perceive it, I think it's becoming more and more like a reality show. So they're giving us politics in a format that we Americans can understand. So they're literally like, 10 Democrats stand before me. Which one of you will stand out as the breakout star of these two debates? And there's like 20, so they broke it into two nights.
I didn't watch either of them, but I mean, it does seem like a streamlined way for people that are so technology-based now to get information on candidates. So I think it makes sense because I didn't watch it, and I don't know nothing about these people. I was going to wait until it narrows down to, like, five or something, and then pick from those guys. Because what if the guy I like gets eliminated? It's like, you know, I play Mario Kart. I know about these things.
He could always come back for All-Stars, though. That's the important thing. He or she.
That's true, but so, it's their season. Sometimes it's not their season. And then they tell casting, well, I'll wait for next season.
It's true. It's very much like that. And I will say, based on watching these debates, I didn't watch the full debates, but I watched a lot of coverage and I listened to a lot of coverage about
full coverage, darling. Let me tell you.
Full coverage, honey. Cover boy, baby. So from what you've heard about the debates, and I like this. I like that you fully haven't watched them, and neither have I. Who's standing out for you? Anyone?
About it.
Right, we're really informed.
I mean, I found out Kamala. I saw a picture of Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren together, and I was like, oh, does that mean they're running together? And then I was like super into that for 2 days, and then someone told me they weren't running together. I should have read the caption of the picture, I guess. But I just figured they making like an awesome ticket, and I was like, I'm into them. But Button Guts is still good for me. I like him.
Yeah.
I think I'm off the Biden train. I think, you know, Biden's doing his best, and but I don't think I'm on him right now. Oh, Corey Booker down. I love Corey.
Oh my god. So let's break it down in Drag Race terms. Corey Booker is the trade of the season. Love it. He probably won't win, but he's the trade of the season. He'll get a modeling campaign.
For sure.
Joe Biden, I think he was sort of like the one everyone thought was going to win because he's like drag excellent. So he came in thinking, right. He came in thinking like I'm untouchable, more like a Chad Michaels almost. Like I've got this, like I'm established, like that I'm really good. And so there's no one that can beat me. And then you have someone like, I mean, Kamala Harris, though, really stood out and had an amazing moment. Did you watch this moment that happened in the... Let me do a dramatic paraphrasing for you. She was basically like, they were like, okay, let's chit chat about race in America. And then the moderator was like, okay, we're out of time. And Kamala Harris was like, excuse me, actually, as the one person of color on stage, I'm going to speak about race in America. Mic drop first. Then she goes on to speak and she calls out Joe Biden and she says, listen, I know your record on sympathizing with people who were anti-integration. And I have a story about a young girl and she was the second class to ever integrate in her school district. And she took a bus to school and you, Mr. Biden, you were against busing. And let me tell you this, that little girl was me.
Oh, my God.
It was like everyone was gagged. You could hear a pin drop in the room. It was like the moment that stood out. And I think it really like, and the fact that she sort of called out Joe Biden, because people were sort of theorizing that it was going to be Joe Biden choosing Kamala Harris as his vice president.
And now it'll be her choosing him. But he's already done the job and he couldn't even get it again.
Tivana.
Girl.
So I think it's
Kamala Elizabeth would be so cute for me. Like either way.
I would be into that. I would be into that. How
full on like designing women's sugar baker suits.
Oh my god.
Something hacked.
Kamala Harris ain't gonna wear a hat. She's presidential, okay? And Elizabeth Warren isn't gonna wear a hat either. Oh my god. Who else was even in the, there were a lot of names. I mean, Marianne Williamson sort of
Tatiana Doom.
Marianne Williamson, I want to compare to like sort of a sacrificial lamb. She was sort of like, it's not her season, but she made.
Wait, Marianne Williamson, folk singer? Is that her president?
I don't believe she's a folk singer. I believe she's an author. And she's sort of.
Yeah, but so am I. That doesn't mean I should run for president.
She sort of gave these really sort of off-the-wall answers and was like, we're not going to save Washington with laws. We're going to save it with positive energy. And, like, it was, like, it was very they were very memeable, but she's not going to win. So it was sort of like – she's sort of like Miss Vanjie. Like, she's sort of a first off that's really memorable. Like, she'll be parodied on SNL for sure.
How wonderful. But SNL is, like, only funny if you watch the debate. And I don't – you know, so I'm not going to watch a cold open.
Their
political stuff is all up front because it's always, like, that's the stuff that they need to get the people to see before they fall asleep.
Right, of course. Well, there are 505 days until the election. So we don't know how it's going to shake down, but it was very interesting to see Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren sort of pull ahead based on these debates. Also, this is in our notes, and I didn't know about this. Apparently, Republicans are donating to Marianne Williamson's campaign to keep her in the race longer because she's not going to win, and she's a very she's like a sort of a lame duck candidate.
Oh my!
That's shade.
Wow, that's like me giving $20 to a girl and saying keep going when she's the worst one. I'm like, yes.
Do a callback. Play another track.
Do another lap. You deserve it.
Play the second track on your CD. I know you want to.
Yeah. Everybody come to make up Foo Bar on Mondays.
Yes, exactly. Well, let's go ahead and take another break, and we will be back with more Hot Goss.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Ooh, we're back. Ooh.
With more hot
goss.
Oh, is that a Helix mattress?
Sheelix. Felix.
So bouncy.
So bouncy, so bubbly. Oh my gosh. Okay, so you know, for a third section, we always do a deep dive deep into the DMs. Very deep. And this is a fun one. Okay, so do you want to go ahead? Do you have the outline in front of you? Do you want to go ahead and read the...
We received several DMs that India Farrow saying, girl, prison has to do with the idea of matching jumpsuits in prison. Not everyone is dressed the same. An apology from Liam. And then someone said, hey, Ray Chaser, got caught off the podcast. Thank you so much for answering my question, but I have to apologize to Lil Willem, spelling your name wrong. I don't give a fuck. It's fine. However, I've spoken to her so much, a message. Okay, now my phone says William instead of Willem. Well, cool. Thank you, Liam. Yeah, so that was fun.
You're still providing nooch. That extra I really is the key to Nooch Restaurant. You get a reservation immediately. If you use the extra high in Willem.
You get an instant nooch card. Do not pass go, just get nooch.
I'm going to read the next one from Mikey and Benji. I absolutely love all of the podcast action from you two dolls. My husband and I listen to on the way to and from work, and it makes PCH a little more bearable. Pacific Coast Highway, I guess that means?
Right, yep.
We are both huge ATF, okay, they love acronyms, ATF and Willem fans, and we are technically 1 degree away from Willem through our awesome grind, Sabine Howard.
She comes to drag brunch a lot. She's really cool.
Oh, this year at DragCon, I caught Willem's eye while going by her booth and got a, you look beautiful. Mm-hmm. Being a bearded queen and a huge fan of your work, I was ultimately flattered. Do you think that the mainstream that it is ready for the level of gender fuckness that is bearded queens? I know Helvetica, Lucy Stuhl, and more are paving the way, and I know I'll never be a Rue girl, but do you think there will be more acceptance to bearded drag and even local drags? Love to you both. Including a pic from DragCon 2019, which she wrote as DC 2019. She loves acronyms. Not a dick pic, but I hope you enjoy Mikey and Benji, the Long Beach Bearded Boys. And there is a picture. She looks awesome.
I can see the worst. Bearded queen. Like, everybody's breaking through. Yeah. You know? Like, RuPaul had a beard when she did the shoulder pad, the football pad, 80s look. Didn't she do a goatee or a beard of some sort. Like, it's always going to be like a revolutionary thing, like a female type of presence with a beard. But if the right one breaks through, everyone's going to be doing it, you know? So just keep doing it until, you know, you don't want to do it no more, maybe.
And to me, I have to say that I don't think that you should say, oh, I'll never be a Rue girl, because honestly, you kind of have a leg up being a bearded queen, because it's something that hasn't been done on the show before. And it's a story we haven't seen, and it's an aesthetic that... What? Oh, I'm sorry. Willem paved the way as a bearded queen. That is true.
Thank you. I invented that.
But I also think that the bearded queen is not something that is shunned by the mainstream. In fact, I think it's kind of a touchstone that is more recognizable. For instance, you mentioned Conchita Wurst, and she went on to win like the hugest sort of mainstream culture singing contest. And she's a bearded drag queen. And circuses have always featured, like, come and see the woman who has a beard. So it's sort of a touchstone that's recognizable. And I don't think it's inconceivable that we could see someone with a beard on Drag Race. So who knows, Mikey and Benji, who knows?
Yeah. Leonard wants to say he's a big fan of the pod here. He was listening yesterday in Alaskan Raja. We're talking about the break in production. You seem to make it out, but Raja never confirmed that it was Rue's doing. However, I was watching an episode of Hey Queen with Alexis Mateo, and she made it seem that the halt in production was due to an altercation that happened between Mimi and Last and Shangela during Untucked on Queens in Space episode. She also went on to say that the fight got physical, but they didn't show it. You lovely ladies know what the Tivana is. Love you girls and Big D. Sincerely, Leonard Legrand.
Okay, House of Legrand.
Okay, deep dish info.
I don't know. It's an interesting speculation. I don't know. It's an interesting speculation, and I guess there are differing accounts, because I had heard different things. Alexis Mateo has a different story, and so I don't know, but I do know that physical altercations are taken very seriously on reality shows, and especially Drag Race, and so it is possible. They do not fuck around with that. So, like, you can get heated, you can throw shade, you can get in a fight, but as soon as it starts to get physical and people can get injured, you really don't fuck with that, because it can fuck with the entire show.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools, so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So from Jane, hey, Calvin Denver,
okay.
Love your hair. Hope you win. I have a question for Willem. Did Ronnie get your humor on House Hunters? He seemed like he wanted to laugh, but also couldn't. Here's my total bottom dick. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, hey, James, peel that back for me. I love that. Ronnie and Anthony and I, we do not remain in contact. He's not a friend of the pod. I will say that.
Well, did Ronnie get your humor?
No, he did not. Ronald did not get the humor.
There's a line in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, and Marilyn's like, sorry, sometimes people don't understand her humor. She's like apologizing for her friend who's like cracking jokes in the corner and no one's getting him.
Oh my God, you know what no one's getting? My Spanish, because I teach people the wrong words. Sergio Artistry has mentioned that I said chismosa, which means, I thought I told people it means jealous girls, but it means girls that like to gossip, like chatty girls. And
chatty Cathy.
Uh-huh, envidiosas, envidiosas.
Envidiosas.
Envidiosas. Well, that's a good girl.
Thank you. Envidiosa. Thank you, Sergio Artistry. To be fair, you could call us either chismosas or envidiosas. So either one works to describe us.
Any given day, we're both probably at least 75% of each.
Damn.
I love this next picture. Have you seen this from Jason?
This is a picture. Let me describe. It's a picture of a dick and a urinal. And the dick is pissing in the urinal, and on the inside of the urinal where the stream of piss is hitting, there is a sticker of Willem sticking his head out of a glory hole. It's a sticker.
Hello.
right on the pissing spot. Now, do you do this everywhere you go? You put that sticker right in there?
I usually give it to people, and then people know what to do. But
So you're avoiding legal ramifications.
I love a ramification, you know that. But I just like to give drunk people a spot to aim, you know?
I appreciate that.
I think it's nice, too.
And we appreciate all of the hot goss dick pics. You can always email us questions or steaming hot piping dick pics to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And you could send us all your hot goss, rumors, conjecture, queries, quandaries, and questions there as well. And just
that's right. Fact check us. Correct us. Tell us the cheetah print is different than leopard print, is different than ocelot print, is different from jaguar print. You know what? I don't know the difference, but I know what I like when I see it. Let's just put it that way.
And I know what I like when I hear it, and that's French fries crunching over Race Chaser Classique, which is to watch. And hey, the first five streamings of RuPaul's, the first five seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race are now streaming on Amazon Prime, so you can catch up there. We're on season 3 of Race Chaser Classique.
Thank you so much for listening, Hot Goss. Follow us on Instagram at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod. And we will be back next week with more piping, steaming, scalding, boiling.
Bye.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Alex Sarchet.
Our theme music is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises, Incorporated Limited.
This Goss is hot!
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.